radio broadcast, a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. Today we're studying in the book of Revelation, and we're in chapter 18. We trust you'll have your Bible open and stay with us for the next several minutes as we go to the Word.
The church that we see across the world is not even really the church many times, just because it says church on the door, okay? Church is the church of Jesus Christ, who has Jesus not only on their minds, but in their hearts. Truly born-again believers who understand and know what is going on from the heavens and what God wants to be having happen. Well, in Isaiah 66:22, he says, "Your name will never be taken from my presence." He says, "It will remain forever." It says, "And it shall come to pass from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another shall all flesh come and worship before me, saith the Lord." Jesus is going to be in Jerusalem ruling and reigning for 1,000 years. And all the nations are going to file in and bring their tithes. They're going to bring their offerings. And Jesus is going to be there, and every nation will be happy to come and give their offerings. It's not going to be something they're going to hate. Now, when the new group of people are born into the generations that follow, they will show their colors. Everybody going into the tribulation will be born again. They will be the sheep and the goats. Sheep are going into the kingdom prepared for you before the foundations of the earth. That's what that's talking about. Not talking about us going to heaven. It's talking about them going into the millennial kingdom. But the goats are going to be turned into everlasting judgment. So everybody who goes in are going to be born-again people who go into the kingdom. But they're going to have kids. And those kids are going to have the same sin nature that you and I have. But they're going to have a world that is geared toward their success. They're going to have celestial beings called saints who are glorified. This is the marriage supper of the Lamb, after all. We're going to be there, but we're going to be in glorified bodies. Isn't that exciting? This is a full-bodied plan God has for us that He's laid on the paper. And He says, if this doesn't come to be, then there is nothing else to listen to. God says, this has got to happen. This is the way it's going to be. And so we're looking for that. And what we're seeing is that those kids will grow up, and eventually there will be an uprising at the end, because some people, even though they're standing in the perfect environment, the perfect government, they're still going to have a sin nature inside of them. And every dispensation proved one thing, if nothing else, and it was that man is a sinner. Even in the innocence of the garden, they proved that the flesh was weak. And then the flesh became sinful to compound the problem of weakness. Now, the Bible says they will come and they will worship before me, says the Lord. And they shall go forth and look. Listen to this. This is huge. You might write this verse down to look up later if you don't have your Bible open there. This is Isaiah 66:24. It says, they shall go forth after they've come and worship me. They will go forth and they will look upon the carcasses of the men that have transgressed against me. For their worm shall not die, neither shall their fire be quenched, and they shall be an abhorring unto all flesh. Wow. What? That means all these cities that are going to fall are going to be filled with people, and those people are going to be in a place where all these little creatures are going to be, the habitation of devils and the foul spirits and the cage of every unclean, hateful bird. They're going to be in there. Anything you've ever seen in a movie depicted as an apocalyptic city where the buildings are destroyed, that's this city. That's this world. The devil has been telegraphing to you just so you won't think much of it when the time comes. But it's going to happen. The Bible says the islands fled away in Revelation 16. And it says, and all the cities of the nations fell. The mountains are gone, the islands are gone, and then the cities of the nations fall. And he says, this is what's going to happen to the cities. And when people come to worship me in the millennium, they're going to leave. And as they leave, they're going to see the burning carcasses. That's a pretty big deal. You say, well, man, we're only in verse 2. We're going to get through this. Well, I'm not going to read all the list of things they're going to long for in that day. I'm just showing you what this is telling you about Babylon. Babylon is a worldwide global system that has overwhelmed our world. It has filled this world with harlotry in their religious systems. Everything is out of control down here. We're watching it play out. Right now, we're in the time where people don't go to church even though they say they believe in Jesus. People don't want to participate in being part of the bride, the body of Christ. And they're online talking about verses and chapters, how no weapon formed against you will stand, which is not their verse. All these verses, and they're saying them, but they're not their verses. And they are going to get a rude awakening. Let me just give you this little caveat, and then I'll move on. What's really going on here is that this world thinks it's going to be a wonderful system, a Gesera and an Asera system, where it's all, you know, wonderful.
all these weird things. I'm telling you, what's going to happen is they're going to be having to deal with the same things every society has to deal with. They're going to have to deal with crime. They're going to have to deal with sin. They're going to have to deal with people who would burn cities. They're going to have to deal with people who won't like what's going on, who will never get on board with what they think is the best thing ever. And they're going to have to put people to death. They're going to have hangings. They're going to have beheadings. What? Beheadings? Beheadings. And that's something. The Bible says it's going to be beheadings. Bloodlust will be stirred up. And the Bible tells us in those four horsemen that the four horsemen will be white horse, red horse anarchy, black horse famine. And you know we're paying our farmers right now not to grow. They're saying it's because they can't move them. Why can't they move them? Well, because we're shutting down pipelines and all kinds of stuff. Guys, listen, this is orchestrated. Don't think it's just a happening. No, this is global and it's history and it's big and God said it was going to happen. And now there are a lot of people who think they're okay and they're not okay. The Bible says in verse 3, for all the nations were made, and again, all the nations. This is Babylon coming before him and all the nations are being talked about. All the nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Her being the harlot. She's the one who said it was okay. She gave thumbs up to the drag queen teaching the children in the church. Just like the political system gave a thumbs up to drag queens teaching children in the local libraries that they always want you to sign a levy to support. They didn't care what you thought about it. They were just going to do it. Happened just down here between us and Columbus. There was a little town that was having drag queen story hour right here in Ohio. When our legislator here in the state house, not the big house up in the federal government, but here in the state house, found out about it, he said, no way. And he went back and looked. He said, sure enough. And he shut it down. Thank God. Our children are what we're offering up. Just like they did to Molech, well, we're doing it the slow way. We're just teaching them everything is wicked and everything is evil and good to be evil and wicked. And let's get with it. Now, the Bible says that they drank of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Now, lest I be misunderstood, because I may have made more of one point than another here in our study of chapter 17, this fornication is physical fornication, but it's also spiritual fornication, which is the greater thing. When the Bible says if a man looks upon a woman to lust after her in his heart, he's already committed adultery with her. It wasn't against his wife as much as it was against God Almighty. How can you say you love God with all your heart, soul, and mind? Because, you know, people have issues between their marriages. You know, things are hard. Things are difficult. You know, Pat Robertson once said a woman had gotten paralyzed and the husband called in and said, what should I do? He said, divorce her. Pat Robertson said, divorce her. Get rid of her. You don't deserve. God doesn't want you to be unhappy. She's sick. She's, you know, she's a mess. She's like Newt Gingrich's wife. You know, he divorced her when she got sick. This kind of stuff. This is the kind of stuff our churches and our religious systems are saying to us. No, it said, till death do us part. It said, better or worse. It said, sickness and health, right? That's what it said. Did you make the vow or didn't you? That's the question you should have asked. If you didn't make any vows, you're just living together. You're just living together. You made a vow. Stick in there and you got to stay in there for God's sake because that's what you vowed to do. So I say to you, it is physical fornication, but it's also spiritual fornication. The Bible says, you adulterers and you adulteresses. And that's the book of James addressing the people of God. What did they do? They committed adultery against God by worshiping everything like God. They wanted to be many teachers. And they wanted to say God made us go through this hard time. It's all God's fault. God tempts no man with evil. Neither is he tempted with evil. James had to tell them, walk off the ledge. Come on, you guys are losing your bearings. And you're committing spiritual adultery by going after everything else. I just say that because fornication is a physical problem, but it's also a spiritual problem. And these religious systems gave a green light to do all the things they did. And the things they did are unspeakable. The Bible says they've committed fornication with her. And the Bible says, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich for the abundance of her delicacies. The word for delicacies is an interesting word. It means its strenuousness. It's strenos is the Greek word. It means strenuousness, straining. Her delicacies are so full and so manifold that you can't ever exhaust your desires. You want something else. You know, back in the day when we didn't have cars and couldn't get everywhere in a hurry, I mean, and life wasn't so busy and you had to walk a lot and you had to, you know, ride a horse a long way. I mean, just think how long it'd take you to get to, say, Worcester from here on a horse. You know, it'd take you a long time, right? You'd be sore, saddle sore, as they say. It'd be hard. Everything is a devotion of time. But now we're ramped up to the point where there's so much available. Daniel talked about it. He says, in those days men shall run to and fro. And the Bible says, and knowledge shall increase. He told Daniel, we're running to and fro, and there's never a time when you're not straining for the next thing, you know. How many of us had driven to Columbus for a meal when you got 50 restaurants right here, but you're tired of these? You're going to run up to Cleveland, or you're going to run down to Columbus. You're going to go get the good restaurant because, you know, strenuous. We have enough of that, right? And we can have it brought right to our door. You can order it and have it the next day in many cases. The Bible says in verse 4, it says, and I heard another voice from heaven saying, come out of her, my people. What do you mean? They're in there? Yeah, they are. And my people being the people of God who are in this tribulation time. And he's telling them, come out of her, my people. And he says, and be not partakers. It's the word soon, which means with. And it means koinonia, it's the word fellowship. Don't fellowship with her. Do not enjoy that system. You know, 1 John tells us to love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. Because if any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Do you feel a little squirmy right now? We kind of like our nice. We kind of like our lawns. We kind of like our gardens. We kind of like our cars. We kind of like our foods. We kind of like our shinies and blingy things. We like all of it. He says, come out of her. And he says, don't be fellowshipping with her in her evil. The Bible says in 1 John, do not love the world, neither the things that are in the world. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. The world passes away and the lust thereof, but he that doeth the will of God abides forever. Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, shall be saved. He says, many will come in that day and say, Lord, Lord, did we not do many things in your name? We prophesied. People are prophesying. That's what people are on the internet who are saying, Nisera, Nisera. They're saying QAnon. They're saying the world's going to be better. Listen, if you can't see that this thing is teetering, you aren't looking. And I don't care what happens on the political scene. There is nobody on earth but our Jesus who can fix this mess. Can I get a witness? I'm telling you, nobody can fix this but Jesus. You say, well, why do you even look at that stuff? I look at that stuff because that's the cult of our day. And if you don't know the cult of your day, you can't battle the cult of your day. And right now, the cult of our day is saying a lot of nonsense. The Bible says that there are many people who are going to think they prophesied in his name. He says, and in your name we cast out devils. In your name we've done many wonderful works. Look at all the people that followed us. Well, we're getting asked for our autograph. And he says, then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. He didn't say, I knew you and you blew it and I walked away. He said, I never knew you. You did it your way and you asked for it your way and you said it was your way. Listen, I taught you the book of Revelation to get you here. You need to know this world is teetering. And it may not be all fun and games and hopium here, except that we understand we're getting out of here in the rapture. And that's a pretty good hope. However, if we have a love affair with this world, we're not really excited about that. You may remember being young and thinking, well, I hope Jesus comes, but I hope he doesn't come until I have a marriage. I hope he doesn't come until I have kids. I hope he doesn't come until I hope he, hope he, hope he. We had so much stuff that we were so happy about. We didn't really even want heaven anymore. It happened in 300 with Constantine. The church lost its blessed hope because they were sitting in an opulent room. They had golden goblets and garb that was beautiful, and they had honor in the streets. They were the elders of the church early on, and half of them said, yeah, we'll go in and we'll try to influence. But the next thing they knew is that the influence got on them. And they became worldly. And they began to trade in Mary and Jesus for whatever the Roman version of Babylonianism was. And they began to worship Mary after a time, after a few hundred years. It was a slow progression, but it happened because it gets on you. And people who are sinners cannot navigate ultimate freedom.
Well, that concludes today's portion of the message. This has been a ministry of Faith Baptist Church in Ontario, Ohio. And I'm Pastor Dave Davenport. I hope you'll join us Monday through Friday for our verse-by-verse studies. And we hope you'll tell others to tune in as well. If you'd like to contact us and learn more about our ministry, go to faithbaptist1.net. You can also download recent broadcasts on our homepage. We hope you'll make it a point to tune in daily as we go to the Word.